I hit red line. Red line.
You red line.
Let's start the show. Really excited about today's show, first of all. We have our usual host, Tony Ice.
Hello.
Danish all day. Hashtag. You're not having a great day.
Not having a good day today. But
we'll get into that later.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Let's keep it. Let's keep the vibe.
The vibe feels great.
Let's have some
great.
Fun today.
Yeah, let's keep, we should have ordered Chipotle, actually. That would have.
Speaking of, Chipotle ambassador, Andrew, welcome back to the show.
I am here.
I think we should actually have
gifts.
Chipotle sponsor the show.
I think we should. If Chipotle sponsored this show, I would go to bed every night with a huge grin on my face.
Huge belly.
And a huge belly. Although,
you know, I've read a report that they're doing some stuff to their food that's just
right. We were talking
to me.
About that. The they're alleged. It won't be all natural beef.
I mean, it was like Wall Street Journal.
It's partially, yeah. Slate.com. Has anybody even heard of that website? Because I haven't. What they've essentially said was some of their beef will no longer be
all natural.
Not treated with antibiotics.
How do you feel about that?
I don't get their beef personally. I'm not a big fan.
What if they did that to their chicken?
What chicken out there at a fast food restaurant is all natural?
McDonald's. All natural
do
chicken
they
breast.
Sell chicken at McDonald's?
I love their chicken. I would eat
they
them.
They call it chicken.
I thought everything was pork.
They
no.
It's
we're running off the rails. You know, this is the Comixology podcast where we talk about
comics.
New digital releases, the books that we had read this week because the new books hit the app, and maybe we'll read some tweets. You know, we put the tweet out there. March Book One just was released. We had the pleasure of discussing the book with the congressman and Andrew.
That was actually fantastic. You should have been here meeting the congressman.
I very much wish I could have been.
He was probably at Chipotle when we were recording.
False.
And we'll read those tweets later in the show. What book do you want to talk about, Tony Ice?
Well, do you connect to Wi-Fi at Chipotle, Andrew, when you're not in the office?
Never.
I read a lot of different stuff this week, but we should either just jump
start
in.
Start with March or Infinity?
Exactly. We want to jump
March?
In with March.
Do
I mean,
March.
Talk about it.
That came out this week. I'd already read it like three times already. Mm. Honestly, I haven't said
really?
This in a while. Fantastic.
How long has it been out?
I had an advanced copy
from
San Diego.
Gotcha.
So I'd read it before.
How long is it? It's book one. 130
it's book pages. One, yeah.
Okay.
Book one of three. Came out this week, and we had the congressman in this week. Really amazing, humble man.
Mm-hmm.
We shot some video.
Dynamite
chat. We
took
some pictures. He was great. He was great. And also Andrew Aiden. Aiden.
Like Biden.
Yes, like Biden. That's his running joke there.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them, I mean, they did a fantastic job. Nate Powell did the art.
Amazing
did
work.
You read it, Andrew?
No, I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to it, but I haven't.
Get that on your iPad tonight.
I will.
Just read it right now.
We'll wait.
I will download it now and read it on my train ride home.
Just do it now.
I will download it now and read it on my train ride home.
Nate Powell's art is so great in this book.
Yeah.
So great.
I think I would have liked to have seen the three of them kind of collaborate in person. Because I think I get the feeling that Nate Powell really captured the essence of what the congressman's story was.
Mm-hmm.
And it really I felt like just, first of all, meeting a part of history and meeting the congressman, John Lewis, I felt like meeting like a living piece of history. And also reading the story, I mean, it just makes you want to know more about those type of struggles and stuff like that they went through just you know, basic human rights, you know, basic civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Infinity.
Can we put a sound effect in there?
I'll add one.
Yes.
I'm going to add one. Jay Hickman.
Blew my mind.
Jonathan Hickman.
Blew my mind.
Andrew is currently involved in a comic book love affair.
Yes, I'd love.
With Jay Hickman.
Yeah.
That's actually not true. The truth is I have a love affair with the Manhattan Project.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But
none
Jonathan
of our
Hickman
thousands of listeners
at
that.
Large is not necessarily my love child.
So the...
I thought you wanted to be his love child.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Infinity
cradled.
Was great.
Infinity. 64 pages.
If you understood what was happening, right?
64 pages.
I read it twice.
You couldn't stop talking about it today.
I read it yesterday. I tweeted that it was amazing, and no one from Marvel wrote me back.
They didn't retweet.
You didn't get any retweets
at all. I was like, wow.
Have you felt similarly about his run in Avengers and New Avengers?
I mean, I like his writing. I like his writing. I was really looking forward to reading this, and I'm really happy that I enjoyed it. It was just,
and I'm sorry. Have you been current with the other?
Yeah, I'm pretty caught up with everything.
So you know what's going on.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, it was a really good opening for this. It's like a six run book,
six issues.
Yeah.
And plus all the little side issues and stuff like that. But mind blown. Seriously.
Who do you think? So it opens up spoilers. Well, it ends with the Avengers going into space.
You know, they were actually prepping like Star Wars. They were prepping the Quinjets.
This is the last day of our lives. Yeah, they were all going to space.
Yeah, this is happening. They never really showed that before. They just jump into the Quinjet. Usually they fly off.
Was there a scene
in the background?
There was like people. Yeah, there were literally people filling up tanks, and they had like shield hats.
Yeah,
or
sword.
It was sword.
Who's left
on Earth?
No
like,
one.
Is that? But what
that's the what that's be? What happened. Spoilers. How much do we want to say right now?
Spoilers.
It's like they're
Everybody
all.
Dies.
Yeah, they're like no one's protecting the Earth right now.
Poor planning.
Yeah, bad.
I think Iron Man is the only one left on Earth.
They fell for that trap hard.
Cap maybe should have rethought things.
Yikes! Wow.
That's right. The one guy with a cap was Thanos.
What?
Didn't you see that?
I'm sorry.
That's how I read the last two pages.
What are you saying right now?
The what?
The guy with the baseball cap that was like filling up the Quinjets. He had the blue eyes.
What are you talking about?
That wasn't Thanos?
What? I swear you don't read the books we talk about.
He doesn't.
What?
Listen
to me. This is like the
third
time you've done this.
I have it on my app here.
It's like such a crazy, weird... aside that
what? There is a scene
the problem
the
is half the time you can't tell whether he's trolling
the
you.
The book ends with Thanos saying
yes,
no one's watching the Earth.
But he's got blue eyes. He's got his patented gorgeous Thanos blue eyes.
So maybe it's just
and
like a
they
minion.
Show this guy with the hat. Hold on, I gotta skip through the
I've episode. Never seen Thanos
somebody else with blue
disguise himself as someone else. He's always his
I mean,
himself.
And here we go. We have word of Discord.
Yeah, that's
so they show
that's
this
a
guy.
Spy. That guy's.
But then Thanos has those same blue eyes,
dude.
More than
that
two
guy with the hat
the
is right in
eyes.
The same meeting as Thanos, saying that he was at the Avengers base gassing up the
Quinjets. Not how I read it, guys.
The space Quinjets.
We might have to get Jay Hakeman on the horn.
We might
get
have
his
to.
Thoughts,
and then we can talk about East West.
Send a tweet to Wacker.
He can maybe put a title card at the end and said, tell me who that is.
You just want to read his script notes, basically. Is that,
I need his scribbings.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you imagine his scripts? Like, just
First of all, how many books is he writing right now?
100.
Eight. Yeah.
108.
Right?
108, yeah.
Well, I mean, the one script that reveals that Thanos is that guy with the hat is probably like 20 pages long. That's a tie-in.
That is in Italian?
It's a tie-in. I said it's a tie-in.
It's Italian.
He's writing in Italian.
Anywho, Infinity, 64 pages at least, so $4.99. I'm down for that.
And then there was a...
there was an infinite book.
Yeah, you get the infinite book.
Oh, you get
book.
The free infinite book.
Yeah.
Come on,
great value.
Come on, babe.
Okay, here's a question. Did you read the infinite book?
Oh, yeah.
What I'm not phrasing this correctly, but what substance is the Silver Surfer made out of?
Mercury.
Because he gets stabbed. I've never seen that before.
He's made out of some cosmic stuff.
Right. Which...
The power cosmic, maybe.
Basically.
But I don't know how he's going to save that planet.
Yeah, that's not happening. They're doomed.
They look pretty doomed.
They are doomed.
What was with the Skrulls just like beating on each other? Like,
that made sense actually, because they're like it's kind of like the strong will survive, and they were like, well, you guys are so weak. We want to get on the ship. It's a limited amount of space, and so they had infighting.
I missed that part.
You don't. He doesn't read.
I mean. Andrew's taking a shot.
Yeah, what he does is he flips through stuff.
No.
Just so that he can talk about it,
I read
but
the
he
whole
doesn't
thing.
Actually read it.
I read the whole thing. I read all of Infinity.
You've got like Cliff Note comics.
Listen, let's move on.
Yeah, we should.
To another book. Let me see what I wrote.
What else?
Down
yeah,
here.
What else? What else did
Let's change gears. All right? The Walking Dead.
That's a huge
you heard of this?
Gear change right there.
Yeah.
It's coming back in a big way, guys. Big time.
Did you read this week?
I read this week. I actually read it. You know, the bad guy is, he's not happy with the Walking Dead people because they tried to murder him last issue. They had the sniper, that chick. What's her name? Andrea. In your face. Andrea. Is anyone else reading Walking Dead?
I didn't read yesterday's now.
What was the last issue you read?
Probably three ago.
Issue number three.
Nah, I think I haven't read the past few
months. This is the beginning of a big arc because the title's going bi-monthly.
Yeah.
For the, like, the next 7 months.
Who's Ghostwriters? Who's turning this out?
No, apparently all the artist needs is an inker. They're bringing on like a guy to do his own inks. Mm. And so this issue is them saying enough is enough and let's kill this guy who's trying to run the bartering system, like, you know. And it doesn't work in this issue, so they pin down Rick and three other people from the group, and then the son is also pinned down. So now he's like, if you don't give me your son right now, I'm going to murder three more people in your group. And someone goes after Andrea in the sniper tower, and it's really tense. It's like the first tense Walking Dead stuff that I can remember in a long time, which is great.
It's been moving along. I mean, I'm a few issues behind, but it's been moving pretty slowly. Past, like,
it's been gearing
issues.
Up for this arc.
What's this bi-monthly arc called? Is it like Total War or something?
All Out War, maybe? Something
all
about
out
war.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Death. They should probably just call it Death.
Yeah.
But it's good. Cool. Real good.
Are there any zombies?
No, not in this issue.
Interesting.
Poor book.
What are you reading? What did you
read? I read Batman 23. You guys read that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you read it, Tony?
No, I did not.
Okay. You look really dismayed that I brought up Batman.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
This whole day is just full of dismay for Tony. Tony's questioning his entire existence.
Tony, if you read this issue,
it would not make me.
You'd feel a lot better.
Yeah, I'm that pretty sure that's not correct.
But what if you read it on a computer that didn't have a wrecked hard drive?
Busted hard drive.
I would love if I still had my laptop.
Anyway, Batman 23 continues 0 year. Can we get it, Matt?
I don't want to burn it out.
You don't burn it out? Okay.
I don't want to burn
it out.
It's
been a few months, but. So the issue starts with the ongoing fight against the Red Hood gang that Bruce is currently engaged in. He basically escapes for his dear life narrowly and gets patched up with a really great scene between him and Alfred. Really good stuff. The coolest part about this issue, though, is it recreates, in like the last six or seven pages, it recreates the famous page at the end of year one where Batman is sitting there about to die, or Bruce is sitting there about to die, and he sees the bat fly into his window, and he decides right then that's like the sign that he's going to become Batman. So Capullo and FCO, the art that they do in like the last six or seven pages of the book is just amazing. I mean, they take what is probably my favorite page in comics and not only modernize it in a really fresh way, but it's gorgeous. I mean, really some of the best art I've seen in a long time.
Isn't that not just from year one, but also just 1940s Batman too?
I
shall become a bat father.
It's possible. I know that.
Don't you have that as your like Twitter background?
That page. Yeah. I had as my, Twitter header for a while, but, yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, the art, there's so much I could say about Capullo's art in general, but the art in this, arc. Of
what happens? Let me just posit this if I may.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a new title coming out written by Jay Hickman and drawn by Greg Capullo?
I'd be bringing a diaper to work every day.
Wow.
Because I would not be able to contain myself.
thanks for being honest.
But I do want to highlight, in particular, I'm sure you've noticed this, Matt, but the colors in Zero Year have been like really...
Bonkers.
Crazy. Like neon,
bright
pink, a lot of just crazy stuff. But the scene between Kane and Enigma is just marked by all of these like wacky colors in the background, like different magentas and purple. It's really beautiful stuff. I think the colors in this book, especially like I mentioned at the end scene, are just beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous book.
I thought the page where the glass was all spider webbed, where he was standing there with Edward Nigma, mm-hmm. and the chair. I thought that was one of Capullo's best panels. It looked like it took him 3 days.
It probably
and it was only half a page.
Yeah, his stuff has just been magnificent.
Didn't you meet him on a plane?
I did, yeah. Well, I met him checking into my hotel at New York Comic Con, but I saw him on my same plane.
Sounds like a weird story.
Wasn't really. We
Andrew didn't even have a hotel.
We were checking into our rooms, and I looked over, and I said, wow, Greg Capullo, artist of Batman.
And he
put you in a headlock.
Yeah. And he headlocked me grabbed a picture. he's a great guy. He's really down-to-earth, really cool guy.
Who do you think is the – do you think it's Joker as the main Red Hood character in this book?
I think all signs point to it, yeah. I mean, I can't think of anybody who else it would be that we know of.
Jason Todd.
No.
Maybe.
That's not. I have heard that they're not going to do an origin story for the Joker, which I'm very
glad to
hear.
That came out. There was a possibility, and you weren't happy on Twitter.
I was not, no.
Ad custom ambassador Chipotle.
Secretly not happy.
He's just generally not happy about a lot of things on Twitter. Yeah,
that is
unless it's
not...
a Hickman / Capullo book. In which
Tony,
he
coming from a guy
about.
Who every single tweet is pointing out someone else's foolishness.
That is not true.
You are negative
I've
Nancy
away from that.
Par excellence.
Moved away from
on
that.
The Twitter.
We got to get into the tweets, I think.
Really?
I mean, 20-minute mark. 21. Well, I mean, with edits, it could be a 15-minute show.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a lot of cuts.
We've only talked about like one book.
There.
Another book.
I know you don't read East West, but do you read East West at all, Andrew?
I'm saving it for the trade, baby. That's going to be...
It's so good. It is, you really...
I read the first issue and loved it, but I knew I needed to wait for the trader.
It's getting better. You gotta pick it up.
Really?
You gotta check it out.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Really good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about one other book. There's a new submit book this week that I loved. It's called Uninvasion. It's written and illustrated by James Dilworth, and it's this really... fun comical tale about these two aliens who are aboard an alien fleet, and they're both basically failing miserably at their job. One is a pilot, one is a scientist, and the issue ends with them both escaping, and I loved it. I thought it was a really fun, really silly tale. It almost looks like James Dilworth, the writer and artist, took a number two pencil and just created like a masterpiece with it. Like it's very simple black and white art. But the way it's shaded and the way that he does facial expressions between the characters is really good. It's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it.
What's it called?
It's called Uninvasion.
Does it top Sunrise?
I probably liked it more than Sunrise because it was... You know, I mean, it's a different...
It had words.
It's totally different, but it's a lot of fun. And I think Sunrise is more of like a unique and enjoyable experience, but... On Invasion is potentially
totally
like
different.
An ongoing
two different
series
groupings.
That you could really love. I really liked it.
Did you fold up that Sunrise character yet?
I did not. I am going to
it's upsetting.
Yeah, you got
freeze
the
dry
print
and frame
of that, right?
My copy of the book. Yeah, I'm not going to touch it at all.
Tweets of Doom. We put it out there. What other real world event would you want to see brought into comic books? I'm not even sure if we just posited that question. We might not have a lot of tweets.
Neo Lego at Neo Lego says the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
Yeah, with the Brubaker.
Brubs.
Yeah, working on
that's
that.
That's what we call them in the office. Dear friends.
What else you Brubs. Got?
Are you going to read all the tweets?
I know, guys. We can, you know, just jump around. It's not that many.
Let me see.
Ivan, friend of the show,
Maverick,
fellow comicsologist, says the moon wars of the 18th century. All I'm saying is space zeppelins are pretty cool.
Wow. I'm not sure if that's actually
I don't even
real.
Know what the moon wars are.
It sounds like Ivan sounds cool, needs though. To put down the sauce.
I think so.
You should not be drinking while working.
How about that one from the one true Bix? The making of comicsology.
Oh.
That'd be a pretty sweet book. All right?
We should do that. Tony, you can draw it.
Are we working on it right now?
You can draw it.
Yeah, I'm in with my left hand.
It's going to be beautiful. How about that at Kevin Pearl, KP_Pearl.
Social media scientist.
The untold story of Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer.
I thought I read that, and I thought it would be funnier if his name was Charlie Hops. Right?
That would make sense.
Yeah, it would totally. Yeah. I feel like Charlie Mops should have invented the mop.
Maybe he did. That was one of his other inventions.
Right,
he blew up some beer. Needed a mop,
and he needed a mop to
put some cloth in the end of his stick, and then he had a mop. Is that it?
What do you guys think
about mops?
No,
I love mops.
I love.
What would
mops.
You guys like to see?
Probably the mop story.
Good heavens!
Your eye roll looked painful.
these are
practice. Like you practice these facial expressions in the mirror, right?
I don't. Come on. I swear to you, I don't.
Okay. What real world event would I want to see?
Yeah. Historical, inspirational event.
You know, it was a weird one. The 9/11, there was a report done for like the 9/11 thing by the government, and they turned that into a graphic novel.
Really?
Yeah, I have it in my long box. Really?
Do you know what it's called?
9/11 Commission? Something, I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. It was very interesting because like the whole report was turned into a comic book in like a digest size.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
How many pages is that?
Probably like 100, 130 maybe.
I'd like to see a book done on the space race.
Space race?
Between Soviet Union and United States.
The U.S.? The old U.S. of A?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Tony, you have any ideas?
He's still thinking about that hard drive.
Yeah, this is really affecting me right now.
If you could see just Tony's... Tony's body is just crushed.
I'm defeated, basically.
Can I tell a story of how it happened this morning? We're in here. We're going to record our intro for our big Marvel Editors podcast.
Which is great.
Fantastic.
Really, really good talking to those guys.
Steve Wacker, you ever heard of him?
I have, yeah.
His team.
He's all the rage.
Undeniable talent on his team. So we sat down. We're going to record a little intro. And he pointed his laptop screen at me, and it was blue. And I was like, you know, I'll help you out, Tony. I'm here for you. So I held down the old power button.
Yeah, I'll help you turn it off and back on.
7 seconds. Rebooted it. Left the room. Still another blue screen. And now it turned into the question mark folder.
Oof.
And he never recovered from that moment.
I did not recover.
Johnny Storm, co-founder, came in. We got old Bruno. Brune Dog.
Yeah, he's got like 10 thumbs. I don't even
He came in here and...
He made it worse, if that's even possible.
I mean, there was a valiant effort. I mean, you saw it on the Vine.
You saw the Vine.
Sure. I mean, my effort was undeniable. Going into it. Davis all day on the Vine. Check it out. But that's that. So did you eventually try the Mac Mini replacement computer?
Yeah,
or did you leap into it?
I have email. That's it. So that's all I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of loss. There was one question that kept getting asked while he was sitting there.
Yeah. Hey, did you back up? Did you back it up?
No, we did not ask that. No, seriously, guys, how do I get my stuff?
Oh, like, for me? Yeah. I was like, no, seriously. All I need to know right now is how are we going to get this information back?
He was in denial.
Yeah.
Google Docs, my friend.
Yeah.
Look into it.
Listen, hindsight being 2020, you know, you want to give him a few more days before bringing up backup options, I think, in realistic terms.
Have I said anything funny in the podcast today?
Not today in general, no.
You've been truly depressed.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
What a show.
Wow, you're going to end on that?
It's been an honor, Tony Ice, speaking with you. And
I'll be back next week.
Chipotle Ambassador. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thanks, had a good time. Thanks.
See everybody next week.
You know... Here's the thing. So we moved downstairs, right?
Yeah, we're not on the same floor anymore.
Right, which is killing my buzz. Just my whole vibe is off. I actually had some cleats this morning. I didn't know where I was going. It was a hell of a day. I went to get some coffee, came back, computer completely frozen, and then it just
coffee
dies.
Had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it at all. I didn't even get to finish my... It's still on my desk. The coffee's still on my desk. I'm not going to finish it.
Burn it.
Yeah. Hard drive, totally dead. Dead. I cried, actually. I don't know if you noticed that.
I ran out of the room.
I ran out of the room crying.
It was unsettling.
You looked terrible all day.
Yeah.
Ever since that happened.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
It's really done a lot to you.
So that's a buzzkill to start off the show. Let's jump right into some good times.
Right.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Butter, butter, butter me up, butter, over.
How am I
straight up butter. Okay.